joining us on the Vaquero's Cafe Hotline and for our weekly conversation, which is brought to you by our friends at Cedar Park Overhead Doors. The head coach of the ninth-ranked team in the state, the Lake Travis Cavaliers, Hank Carter, joins us right now. Hank, I appreciate the time. How are you on this Tuesday morning?
Doing pretty good. Just finished up practice.
Yeah, and I wanted to get your thoughts on something. We haven't really talked about this in terms of the specifics, because normally we get into talking about your guys playing well and who's healthy and who steps up, and then taking each opponent, giving them the respect that they deserve, and all of those kinds of things. The one thing as a kind of a follow-up to that, would you say that, and this is not to downgrade any opponent, but when you come off a win over, say, a school that has had a really good season, like Bowie, and where the kids know each other really well, that maybe you personally as a coach feel a little more of a vibe from your guys off coming off a win over a school like that as opposed to another district victory, not to put down any other district school, just because you know your kids know these guys really well, and they're a good quality program that Coach Abels has had to get that win.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the more the kids feel like they pass a true test, they certainly get a little bit I think they get a little bit more excited while they're doing it. Creates a little bit more of doubt in their minds on, you know, is this a game or a team that, you know, that we're likely to lose against, or, you know, that we feel like it does some things that make us nervous and we're, you know, maybe a little bit more concerned about it. You know, I do think that plays into it with the kids a little bit, but also in games that get out of hand, the backups just play a lot more. And so there's a mix of that. There's the starters don't play as much. The starters are normally pretty fired up, though, because their buddies are getting to go in and play most of the second half, and they get a chance to see their friends do some things and make some plays in their own rights and have some big blocks and things like that. So it's a combination of those things.
Yeah, and then do you, as a coach, find that your guys, once they get back to the practice field, you get them up for the meetings the next day where they come back up and see that and review the film, and then when they get back to the practice field, there is a little extra spring in the step coming off a win like that, no matter who the next opponent is?
Yeah, and I think, too, depends on how we play, you know. So, you know, for example, against Buda and that, there's some things that we didn't execute all that well. And so it really gives you an opportunity following up after playing a tough opponent where they expose a lot of your weaknesses or a lot of the areas that you really got to improve upon. And so it makes practice – it's easier to make practice matter more to all the kids whenever we're coming off something where they've seen themselves make a lot of mistakes on video.
Coach Carter, speaking of backups, can I ask you about a running back, Aiden Albright? He doesn't get in much, but when he does, it seems like he finds it at the end zone. Can you kind of talk about the junior?
Yeah, Aiden Albright is a guy that was banged up most of spring ball and was banged up probably the first month of the season, but he is healthy now, and he is running the ball great. We've got the backfield is a little bit crowded. There's a bunch of guys over there that can play. But Aiden's a kid that has come up through our system and has done a great job, and we have a lot of confidence in him. So, funny story, Aiden's dad is from the same neck of the woods that I grew up. And so I knew about him. He grew up in Athens, and I grew up in Eustis. So they were like they were the big town 10 minutes away, and his dad was a good football player. But his dad's family ran a Mexican food restaurant called Cactus Cafe. And so I had probably eaten at that restaurant that Aiden Albright's family had run about 10,000 times growing up. And so whenever they moved here, that was just kind of a neat story. So I just call him East Texas all the time. I call Aiden that, even though he wasn't born out in Athens, but that's what I call him.
Is the restaurant right there on Highway 175 in Athens?
It's on 175 if you're coming out going from Athens to Eustis. So it's there now, or the building is, but they changed the name of it. But that was a good spot. That was a weekly spot for the Carter family to hit back in the old days.
There you go. There you go. Hank Carter, head coach of Lake Travis, joining us here for our weekly conversation. You brought up Aiden and how he's healthy now, and you said a crowded backfield. There's two questions involved with this. One, how challenging is the process that you and your coaching staff have in conjunction with and in conversation with your medical staff and your training staff about when you feel like a kid is absolutely ready to go and just, you know, let it go completely and not be tentative, one. And then two, how challenging is it to be able to integrate a guy once you know he's ready to go, but yet you're getting production out of your other guys in the backfield, to make it all still flow and work well and that everybody still works together?
Yeah, that's the tough part. So the first part of it would be, you know, managing a kid's injuries. I think that sometimes coaches get a little bit of a bad rap, and maybe coaches earn this, but feeling like they're pushing a kid to come back and play because they feel like he's a really good player and it can help the overall team maybe before the kid's ready to play. We don't do that, and really I don't have to worry about that for a number of reasons, but number one, it's not worth it. It's not worth hurting a kid. And certainly as an adult that's in charge of young people and a leader of young people, you need to make sure you're sending the right message. But oftentimes, kids, especially if they feel like there's bigger games down the road or if they want to go play college or, hey, is it worth risking? I basically just tell them, if you're available to play and you're healthy, you're a football player, you should play. Now, depending on how much you play, it may depend on how many days you practice that week. But I think that the mindset should always be get healthy so that you can play when you're available. Let the coaches figure out how much you can get in there. And certainly with us, like especially with Watson coming back and the DJ playing primarily running back and a little bit of defense this year, you know, our coaching staff has got to figure out what's the best combination on how to get our best 11 on the field in the best situations. And so with Watson coming on and being healthy, he's looked great on both sides of the ball. And so integrating him back in there, again, those guys are fighting for playing time. And, you know, it's a good problem to have, though, because, again, it makes practice matter because the guys are trying to go out and practice and earn more reps and earn more confidence from the coaches to put them in there in big spots. And so, that's our job as a coaching staff is to figure that stuff out.
When you say that it makes practice matter, you also get the sense your guys understand this as well, and so therefore it makes practice, the totality of practice, better for all the guys because some guys at a position realize, hey, I've got to step it up, and then it just kind of is like a good virus that spreads through your group where guys understand they got all have to step it up.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so that's one thing that's changed at our place over the years. When I first got to Lake Travis and we were 1,700 students or so, I feel like we still had about the same number of really talented players, but there was a bigger gap between the guys that was a starter and the guy that was a backup. There was a clear gap. That has changed now. And so now I feel like we still have a lot of great players, and we've certainly been blessed with that. But now the difference between the starters or the difference between the next two guys is really, really thin. And so what that does is it makes the kids have to, you know, they have to compete for playing time. I say this all the time, the parents that are frustrated with kids that are wanting, the kids decide who plays. The kids decide who plays and who wins the jobs based on how they compare to one another. It's a competitive sport, which doesn't always make everybody feel great, but that's what it is. And learning to go out there and be at your best and to take your best shot, and if it's not good enough, get up and go do it again. That's the thing that we're encouraging. And certainly competition and practice, you have to earn the coach's confidence to get more reps in games, and that's why practice matters so much.
Now, I know we've just had UIL snapshot day and all that sort of stuff, and then the new realignment comes out in February. There's no mystery as to what classification your school is going to be, and I just find it mind-boggling. You mentioned when you first got to Lake Travis, you have 1,700 students. The last enrollment, at least what was officially listed going into the year, was 3,401, twice as many students as when you first arrived on campus. Could you have possibly believed that, or did you see that kind of growth coming when you first arrived back at Lake Travis?
Well, it's funny. So whenever Coach Morris and I met with Jack Moss, the AD back then, it was basically Jack putting together a sales pitch for Coach Morris. And one of the sales pitches was, this is community is going to grow, and Jack had his stuff down. He had this whole packet of all the demographic studies and what was going to happen. And we really didn't believe it. You know, at the time, we were coming from Stephenville, which was back then 4A, today would have been Division II 5A. Hmm. And that's what Lake Travis competed in 2007. And to see us now, I don't know what our snapshot will turn in, but it'll be between 36 and 3,700 students. No, I would have never fathomed it. And, I don't even really believe how big we've gotten. But, yeah, I mean, Austin is growing. Certainly our district, there's a lot of land, and folks keep moving here.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Hank, you brought up Coach Morris, and I'm sure you're not surprised by what he's done pretty quickly in getting – and it's not like Allen was way, way off the pace, but – they had a little bit of a drop-off. He's come in, took them a couple of games, got a huge win when they got that over Guyer, and they're still continuing to grow and get better and better. How often do you visit with Coach Morris? And like I said, I'm sure you're not surprised at all by what he's doing up at Allen now.
Yeah, I was visiting with him a lot. It's kind of funny. The tables had turned. When he left here and I took over as head coach and he went up to be, you know, to do the college thing, I was wearing him out, calling him and emailing him and texting him. And when he came back to high school, it's kind of like the role had reversed. And so he was, hey, you know, remind me, how have y'all done this? How have you done that? And so I was on the phone with him every day for a while. Now it's, I talk to him once a week or so, just and really like we always have, just keeping tabs. But yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's a, whenever you have a staff change, everything changes. And I know Allen's got a great reputation. I'm sure Coach Morris has got to balance the things that are near and dear to that community that can't be changed or resistant to change, and the things that just have to if he's going to be able to run it how he wants to. It takes a while for the kids and the staff to really figure all those things out. And so, you know, that's the great thing about having a preseason. And yeah, I would expect those guys to be rolling as they enter the playoffs. They've got great community support. They've got great players, and they've got a great staff. And so that's a pretty good combination. So I would bet Allen is going to be playing at a very high level from here on.
And he's got something that I know coaches really like when it works out. And I know you've been in this position before, a proficient sophomore quarterback. He's got the running game going, obviously, there. But when you have a proficient sophomore quarterback, because it can be a double-edged sword, isn't it, when you have a sophomore as your starting quarterback?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Most people would prefer not to have a sophomore starting a quarterback. I still remember watching film of when Garrett Gilbert played here and started as a sophomore, and he was just getting the fire knocked out of him, and he was just a different guy, obviously, than he became later on junior and senior year. But, yeah, if you have a sophomore quarterback that's playing at a high level, that bodes pretty well for your program the next couple of years, because just with the amount of reps, it's just like playing a video game. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And, yeah, so things will be moving really, really slow for that kid in the years to come, and I'm sure he'll have a heck of a career.
Let me get your thoughts on this matchup with Aikens. It's a team that started off really hot. I know they've taken some body shots lately, so to speak, including last week against Westlake. But clearly, Coach Sachs has started to make an impact there in Enro. What's your thoughts on the Eagles when you look at them?
Yeah, they did. They've had an up and down season. Their kids play very hard, and I think that's probably the biggest impact that I can see. Those guys are competing and getting after it regardless who they're playing. They've gotten some wins this year and some, you know, especially the win early in district against Hayes. That was a big one for that program. But, yeah, as they've kind of gotten into the rest of their schedule, they've been up and down a little bit. But we expect and give us their best shot, and their kids are going to play hard and compete, and I'm excited for our kids.
It'll be this Friday, and, of course, folks will be able to hear it here on the Horn at 7:30 kickoff with Mark and Bucky and Stu with the call. Hank, as always, I really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. And it's funny, I was talking about that, the state polls. They're number 9 in the state, and Allen is number 10 in the state. And there you have Chad Morris, you know, jumping right in. They took a hit early in the season, and they've kind of tried to get going, and now they've got the running game really going well, and their defense is playing well, and the sophomore quarterback's making a difference as well. So keep an eye on them. It didn't look like they went too far away before Allen has returned. Before we get to Longhorn Notebook,